I didn't even do my hair. I just put water on it. It's. It's called a wet look.
Ah, I love it.
It's happening again, people. The Dogecoin cryptocurrency was already enjoying a little spiky spike earlier this week. Its value per coin went from 7 cents to 15 cents. But then, who else but Elon Musk tweeted, Doge barking at the moon, which contributed to a huge spike to over 40 cents. Its value has fallen back a bit since then, but the spike did place Dogecoin in the world's top 10 most valuable cryptocurrencies, something that the humble meme lords behind the coin probably never imagined. I'm sure they imagined. They fantasized.
Their farthest hope.
But this is apparently the way that our economic system works now. Space billionaire tweets a meme, the people become millionaires, and you know what?
We are all happy.
Who's not happy?
I get a Doge.
You can't manipulate a market that's unregulated.
Gotcha.
And it looks like these meme stock frenzies may have a lasting impact. GameStop is still sitting way above where it was last year, even if their stock price didn't make it quite all the way to the moon. But you know, we got Dogecoin and Diamond Hands. Together?
Now we just need to sell Elon Musk's tweet as an NFT.
Google has launched a trial of the tech giant's supposed replacement for third-party cookies, which it calls Federated Learning of Cohorts, or Flock. Did they make that up?
Yeah.
I thought it was an open source thing.
Oh,
well, could be both.
I don't know.
The new system will automatically opt in Chrome users who haven't chosen to block third-party cookies. And while Flock has some features that seem desirable, like better privacy protection, almost every other web company that could support Google's initiative isn't. Brave, Vivaldi, Opera, Mozilla, and Microsoft have all either said they're not going to use Flock or that it's just a bad idea. DuckDuckGo, the privacy-focused search engine, actually made a browser extension to block Flock. Get the flock out.
Oh, flock.
And the Electronic Frontier Federation made a website called Am I Flocked? So users can check whether they've been made a guinea pig in Google's ad tech experiment. Birds of a feather flock together. The root of the opposition seems to center on the belief that Flock may actually be worse at privacy protection and will simply let Google consolidate all your behavioral data instead of letting third-party companies have it. To me, it's clear that we might just need to let these cookies cool a bit before we take a big bite, you know? That's the worst, burning your tongue on a delicious, steamy chocolate chip cookie.
Ah, get flocked.
Flock off. And MSI is being accused of foul play after the company's Netherlands division stopped production of the Gaming X Trio model of the RTX 3080, only to start production on the more expensive Gaming Z Trio version of the same card, causing retailers to cancel Gaming X Trio pre-orders. Customers reportedly got an email from Dutch retailer Alternate claiming that MSI's actions made it impossible to fill their pre-orders, which would be refunded if they were prepaid. Details still seem a bit murky, but this wouldn't be the first time that MSI got in hot water over GPU price shenanigans. Back in October, MSI's subsidiary, Starlet Partner, was accused of taking MSI GPUs from inventory and scalping them on eBay for a higher price. But MSI said Starlet wasn't supposed to have access to that inventory in the first place. I think the takeaway from all this is clear. Don't pre-order.
Simple. I mean.
I could see.
Sometimes.
Yeah, buy from scalpers, guys. Wait till it's well into the market. What? Riley? No!
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Blinkist, the Quick Bits of books, basically. Blinkist is an app that takes the best insights and important info from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them into about 15-minute chunks. On mobile and desktop, you can read or listen to audio summaries in a wide variety of categories. Business/finance, parenting, self-help, philosophy, and they've got full audiobooks now too, with up to 65% off for premium subscribers. I listened to Cosmos by Carl Sagan and Meditations by Marcus Aurelius on Blinkist, and honestly, guys, I'm so much smarter now. It's wild. Everyone can get the 7-day free trial and cancel anytime, but the first 100 people to go to our link, blinkist.com/techlinked, will also get 25% off a full membership. So click the link below to check it out. I know everything.
Quick Bits are those little things that used to come in cereal boxes like a toy or a decoder ring.
I love those.
Yeah. Some top Twitch streamers have lost millions of followers after the platform banned over 7.5 million accounts that were actually not people, they were bots. XQC lost 2.6 million, Chance, Soda Pop, and Morris lost 3.3 million, while some smaller streamers actually gained followers, somehow. This is all making us second guess ourselves a little bit here. How many of you are bots? Leave a comment below. Nvidia actually has a plan to reinstate the mining limiter on the RTX 3060 graphics card after it was hacked to mine Ethereum just fine. Nvidia will reportedly accomplish this by releasing a new version of the 3060 with a different device ID, which will be incompatible with the leaked beta driver that enabled unlimited mining. And this time, it will definitely be unhackable. Darn it, where there's a will, there's a won't.
Aha!
Be mining. Was I saying won't be mining, or was I telling you, be mining?
Be mining.
I'm dog whistling, baby.
Be mining.
Epic Games is making a big deal about Core, a new game that lets you build games, available today in early access. But unlike PlayStation's Dreams, or Stadia's
Krita.
No one's ever said this out loud. Krita, Core will let the game creators monetize their creations with cosmetic purchases and even monthly subscriptions in an attempt to be the YouTube of game development. Start the timer, counting down until we have an LTT store game on there.
We have to.
We did OnlyFans, baby. We can do anything.
Tell Linus.
Google has released a massive update for Google Earth that adds time-lapse, a feature allowing viewers to scroll through 37 years of satellite imagery. You can literally watch glaciers melt and lakes dry up. But it's not caused by humans, so fuck it.
Wait, are we gonna die?
And a startup called Xwing, X-Wing, has completed its first autonomous takeoff and landing using a Cessna Grand Caravan 208B utility plane, a model originally intended for human flight. X-Wing hopes to retrofit more aircraft with self-flying systems, which kind of goes against the whole lesson of not relying on your targeting computer, but okay then, I'll let it slide.
You seen Star Wars?
I've seen it, Riley.
Okay.
Don't rely on us to continue talking forever. Watch Star Wars yourself. Just joking, come back on Monday for more tech news. You'll want to see the robots coming for your job before it happens, and we're the ones to tell you about it.
Before they come for us.
Oh, well, we already are robots.
Uh-oh!
Laser eyes!